Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. United Healthcare, committed to developing tools and programs to make healthcare simpler. Online at uhc.com. And Esurance, an Allstate company, with an app that lets users manage their policies, update payment info, and handle claims at esurance.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. We are entering the final full week of campaigning before the special U.S. Senate election on June 25th. Congressman Ed Markey is using the biggest names in the National Democratic Party on the campaign trail. Last week, President Obama made an appearance with Markey in Boston. Last night, former President Bill Clinton addressed a Markey rally in Worcester. Republican Gabriel Gomez is trying to distance himself from the National Republican Party, and he's continuing a series of meet-and-greets with voters around the state. A new poll on the race shows Markey with a 13-point lead. The poll was conducted for the Boston Globe by the Survey Center at the University of New Hampshire. Andrew Smith is the director of the center, and he joins us now. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
So Democrats are, to understate this, mindful of the Scott Brown win over Martha Coakley in 2010. In your latest findings, do you see any indication that Gabriel Gomez could pull off that kind of an upset?
Well, there are some indications, but I think they're not as strong as you saw back in 2010. Massachusetts is a Democratic state, and it's extremely difficult for a Republican to win there. A Republican typically would have to win two-thirds of the unenrolled voters in order to win. We're just not seeing that level of support for Gomez right now. But the one key thing to keep in mind is that turnout is likely to be quite low. And anytime you have low turnout, you can have strange things happen. And over this next week, I think that there's the potential that things either in the national stage or in state politics can impact that turnout. And I think that's the reason you're seeing the Democratic Party trying to make sure that the things that happened in 2010 don't happen again, where Brown was able to ride that national wave of discontent with Democrats and the Obamacare, as well as a bad economy. They don't want to see that happen again.
Now, Gomez has been trying to label Markey as out of touch with Massachusetts residents, arguing that Markey's been in Washington too long. And does anything in the numbers suggest that that approach is working for Gomez?
There is only minor evidence that the approach of talking about Markey's being in Congress for so many years is having an impact. 24% of voters say they're more likely to vote for Markey because he's been in Congress for 37 years, and 29% say they're less likely to vote for him, but half, 47-48%, say that it will have no impact on their vote. And not surprisingly, what you see is that Republicans say they're more likely to vote against Markey because of his years in Congress, whereas Democrats are somewhat more likely to say they'll vote for him because of his years in Congress. So it's a bit of a wash. I think it's more of it's something that's rallying Republicans, but it's not really discouraging Democrats.
So with a full week of campaigning left, what's the story on how many voters have firmly made up their minds and how many voters are still pondering?
We're seeing that more than three-quarters have said they've definitely decided who they're going to vote for. 76% say they're definitely decided. 10% say they're leaning towards someone, and only 14% say they're still trying to make up their mind. And the way that breaks down, it's about equal numbers. For Gomez supporters, 79% say they definitely made up their mind. For Markey supporters, 75% say they definitely made up their mind. One of the other things that makes this a little bit harder for Gomez to thread the needle is that the percentage of undecided voters is actually quite low. It was only 4% who told us that they were undecided when asked about a matchup between Gomez and Markey. And then when you push those people and ask them which candidate they would lean to, it goes down to 2%. So it's not like there's a big pool of people that are out there still trying to make up their mind in this election.
How does that compare to this stage of the game in 2010?
The numbers actually don't look that much different than 2010. Gomez is actually running a little bit closer than Brown was in 2010. But I think the differences are more on the national stage and what likely could happen over the last week. Back in 2010, the economy was still doing very poorly. Obamacare was in the center of the news, and there was a lot of anger about that, certainly among Republicans, both here and nationally. And I think you have to really emphasize how much help Brown got from national Republicans who were sending him in money. We're not seeing that same sort of fundraising capacity on the part of Gomez.
Andy, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Andrew Smith is the director of the Survey Center at the University of New Hampshire. This is 90.9 WBUR.